Okay, I'm on the phone with Paul Verzi. He's a comedian who's performing here in Sandpoint at the Panetta Theater. Do you have the date in front of you, Paul? I'm sorry, I didn't write that down in my notes.
No worries. Yeah, I'll be there one show only, June 8th, which I believe is Thursday. So, 2 weeks, actually, 2 weeks from yesterday. So I'll be there. I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, it's a great theater, a great venue, and the crowds in Sandpoint are usually pretty friendly. So as long as there's not some sort of catastrophic event, I think people will have a good time. So let's just talk about your background. You're a comedian, not from around here. Where are you from, Paul?
No, I'm a New Yorker. I'm from New York, and you know, to be honest with you, my younger brother moved out to Sandpoint, or in the Sandpoint area. And, you know, he was just talking to me and telling me how beautiful it was and how great the people were out there, and that he thought that, you know, they would love my brand of humor. And seems that my Netflix special, which is streaming right now on Netflix, called Nocturnal Admissions. That's admissions, by the way, AD.
Yeah.
you know, it was really resonating well there. And he said, you know, people are asking me about you out here. And not a lot of comedians come out to Sandpoint. And I was like, well, why not? You know, why not? Why not go to Northern Idaho and you know, give those great people and that great area, you know, my stand up. And so we decided to do it. And to be honest with you, I hope people show up. This is the best hour I ever had. I think this is easily the best that I've ever been on stage. And I like this hour even more than my Netflix special. So. And the current tour, which I've been to so many major cities across the country already, seem to be thinking so. So let's go Sandpoint, you know.
So that's so your brother lives here. I was going to ask, how did this come up on your touring map? How did we get you? But that's the family connection.
Yeah, it was just one of those things where it was like he was telling me no, you know, comedians, or like not too many comedians, I should say, have been out there. And it's not typically on the sketch, like it's not typically on tours of a lot of performers. And I was just like, well, why not? You know, and then he said, there's this great theater called the Panetta Theater down there. Why don't you come out? And I looked at it and I was like, oh, man, that looks like a sick, cool little spot. And so we're doing it. I'm gonna go out there, spend some time with him. It's funny too, because he's like, now he's like selling me on Idaho. He's like oh, we'll go fishing, we'll do this, we'll do that. I'm telling you, you're gonna love it out here. So I'm gonna get in there a couple days early, and I'm looking forward to being there.
Awesome. We're gonna broadcast this, I think, on the 1st, but maybe we'll see you before the show. That'd be fun. Have you played other like comparable small towns at all? It seems, I mean, it'll be really interesting to see what you think of it when you're out here, what it's like for, I mean, a comedian with your background to be playing in a place that doesn't get a lot of stand-up comedy and is pretty far removed from your New York setting.
Yeah, you know, there's definitely been small towns, even in all the different states, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I also did smaller markets in Canada, and even in New York, in some parts of like other states in the Northeast, like Jersey and Pennsylvania, you go to these different, you know, you go to these different markets and people go, hey, we really love, like, we don't have that much, like, we don't really have that many performers coming here, so thank you. And when my brother was telling me about it, I was like, that's awesome. And then what I didn't realize is there were people reaching out to me from Idaho, going, hey, are you ever coming out here? And I'm like, you know what, let's do it. Because I think so many people get this thing, like, so many people get these dumb things in their head, like, oh, Idaho, you know, aliens. It's like UFO sightings and it's just fields of corn and this. And I'm going, no, it's not. It's great Americans, and it's great. Not to sound like a politician here, but it's great people. It's great people in a place that like should have you know, stand up and have people come out and do it. And it's funny because when I told everybody I was going to Northern Idaho, they're like, oh, what, where, what's that about? So hopefully I can hopefully two things. Hopefully people come out and hopefully it you know, starts a trend, you know?
That would be cool. I know. I mean, as someone who lives here, it does sometimes feel that way. Like, well, if we were, there is an audience here, but getting people to take the chance to come out here, because I know it is a risk for a performer to come out, and if you're in suddenly now you're miles away from your nearest next venue, and you know it could be a financial problem. But it does feel like there's an audience out here that wants great entertainment and is willing to pay for it, but it's hard to get national acts to appear.
Yeah, you know, we'll see, you know, we'll see how it goes. We'll see if people come out. I mean, this would be something that I would come out and I would do, you know, more than once.
Yeah.
You know, I would come out. Plus, like, I swear to God, the older I'm getting, and I mean, I'm not old, I have young children, but like, you know, I'm like, yeah, man, let's listen to some country music and go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down for that. You know, I'm down to, you know, have, I love a slower pace. And when my brother was telling me how great it was out there, I was just like, dude, I'm really looking forward to it. So, and then the other thing is too, like, I don't know. I also don't care that other people don't go out there. It's mm-hmm. like, well, you know what? I'm going to go out there and hopefully the Panita Theater that night is going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, it seemed like the people from that area that liked my special, you know, love what I say. I'm not a type of comedian to hold back, you know, by no stretch am I filthy, but you know, I say things and I make fun of everything and I make fun of everybody and I make fun of myself and I make fun of life. And that's pretty much what people can, you know, can expect.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about Paul. How long have you been performing?
I've been doing stand-up, man, for 20 years. Yeah, I've been 20, probably like 22 years. But the first couple of years, you can't really count in New York because mm-hmm. just getting on stage is like a miracle. It's like impossible to get on stage, and you gotta do contests and submit your name and do auditions and do shows where you bring audience members. You know, you got to bring audience members
for
5 minutes and not get paid, you know, and, you know, they all got to buy drinks. And it's like, you know, so those were definitely humbling times where I'm like standing in somebody's living room with an empty Corona bottle telling jokes for $200 to stranger, like all and every nightmare you can think about doing this job. But I would say I've been a pro for like, you know, yeah, 20 years.
Wow. That is pretty cool. Where do you usually play? What's your usual like type of venue and location?
Well, what I'll do is like, you know, I'm in New York. So when I'm not traveling on the road doing comedy clubs or, you know, theaters, I'm starting to get into smaller theaters now. That's another reason why the Panita was something that we talked about doing. But yeah, so it's usually comedy clubs across the country, getting into some theaters. And when I'm home in New York, just going down to New York City and hitting that scene and working on the jokes, working on new material just to stay fresh and all that. So I live up in the country myself. I live like an hour plus north of Manhattan, but I live in horse country, farms and stuff. So I'll just drive down an hour. You know, if I thought of a joke that day, I'm like, all right, you know, like I thought of a joke the other day, and I'm like, oh, let's go to the city and try that out. So it's kind of like that thing.
Yeah. It'd be rude if I didn't correct you now. It's pronounced the Panita Theater.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
So it's a Panita.
Panita. And here's the thing. You'll probably mess it up again. I messed it up for years because it's kind of short for Panhandle of Idaho, but it would be Panida, and it's not that either. It's Panita, and it doesn't make a whole lot of sense the way they decided to pronounce that theater, but it's what the community has settled on, and so that's what we call it.
You know what? I appreciate you correcting me because, you know, I'm sitting here going like, yeah, you know, nobody good. People deserve to go out to the theater that I'm going to pronounce wrong 15 times. Everybody should be at the Panita because that's where we're in. And I'm saying it wrong. So the Panita Theater, I'm excited to, I'm excited to get out there.
Good. There it is. Let's see. So, what is your usual set like? And do you feel like you're going to have to alter it at all? I mean, when you come out here, is there anything that, you know, you're going to have to take out as far as the type of audience that you're going to have out here versus back there?
No, I mean, listen, that's one thing. It's like, I don't really change what I'm doing. And, you know, first of all, I think people that will come out to see me will watch the Netflix special. I'm doing a brand new hour, so it's nothing from the Netflix special. But if you know me and you see my comedy, listen, I talk about life. I could be vulnerable. I talk about things in my family, my wife, my kids. I can definitely be edgy. You know, if you get offended easily, I wouldn't come to this show. Now, again, I'm not filthy. I'm not saying things that are, but I make fun of everything. I make fun of everything, and I joke, and I have a good time. And sometimes it's dark, and sometimes it's edgy, and sometimes it'll make you blush. And then sometimes it's just, you know, silly family stuff. So there's really, like, the thing with my set is there's really no, like, somebody said to me, a big comedian actually said, man, you're the type of guy that you need to see like 20 times to know like what you do and what your style is. And I said, is that a good thing or a bad thing? And they were like, it's a great thing because, you know, you just talk about whatever and you're honest about whatever. So I will say this to the audience there, though. If you hear something and it makes you blush or you get offended and you don't like it, it's not a show for you. And I have no problem saying that. If you are down for whatever and you know that it's just a comedian not being that serious, just having a good time, joking about everybody, and really want to have fun, and you let go of everything, then this is the show for you. You know, life is crazy. I mean, what the hell else are you going to? I look at it. I just watched the alien thing in Brazil. Did you see that thing?
The alien thing in Brazil. No, what happened?
So Joe Rogan on the Joe Rogan Experience had a guy who made a film. In 1996, a UFO crashes in Brazil, and they literally found two creatures, aliens, and they're talking about it. And then I finally watched the documentary they were talking about. These people were not lying. It was the most insane thing I've ever seen. And every time I turn on the news, it's something crazy. It's something nuts going on. So, like, just come out. Basically, what I'm saying is we're probably going to be invaded by aliens soon, so why not come out to the Panada Theater on June 8th and watch comedy? That's my thing.
Okay, so your theory is it's going to be the alien invasion is that probably at the top of your concerns right now? Or
listen, I talked about this on Joe Rogan when I was on there. The UFO that was over the Bronx and Yonkers, and that's real. You could Google that, and like there was definitely something, and they saw it. So I've always kind of believed in UFOs because I have this like old school Sicilian Italian father who wears a lot of jewelry. And when a guy like that tells you he saw a UFO, or in his words, you know, a flying saucer, what he said, you believe it. So I've always believed in that. But now that I saw this documentary that this guy did, and I see all the crazy things in the world, I'm like, you know what? I'm in the right business. The world is crazy. All you could do is laugh to keep from being insanely afraid or cry. So I wouldn't say an alien invasion is at the top of my list, but I would say that things are pretty wild out there. So why not take a Thursday night and listen to a New Yorker, you know, yell into a microphone for a while?
Yeah. There was a UFO, I don't know if it was a sighting, I think it was multiple sightings in Idaho in like March, and then headed out to the coast and disappeared. It's interesting. You ever hear of the Phoenix Lights, Paul?
I did hear that. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's one that gets me. I never get the chance to talk about UFOs, and especially on the air. So this is I just wanted to jump on that.
No, that's a good conversation. And I think it's really arrogant of us to be like, we're the only people. You know, it's like this galaxy is so big. And, you know, when you look up at the sky, like for us to, And I would hope that this wouldn't be it. I would hope that it wouldn't just be a bunch of loud, you know, fatso screaming at a football game. If that's all the Galaxy had to offer, I'm hoping there's more intelligent life somewhere than just this. But I think that you have to, after so many sightings, and like you said, the Phoenix Light stuff, and so many different, you know, like testimonies of people that saw stuff and aliens. And you got to watch this doc on YouTube. It's called Moment of Contact. It's like the I'm not even joking around. Like when you listen to these people and they all talk, they're like, you know, this one guy got brought back to the memory and was crying. And these people got alienated and called silly and made fun of because they saw it crash and they saw these creatures get out of it and stuff. And you listen to these people talk, you're like, no, that's real. That happened. And I'm not, I know that sounds nuts. Like you guys are, I'm like trying to sell my show. Yeah, come to the Panada Theater. By the way, the aliens are real. They're like, this guy's a whack job. I'm not. No, I'm serious. So you got to watch the, you got to watch the doc.
Well, I think it's a fresh perspective, and I think people will be interested in hearing. At the very least, even if they disagree about UFOs, I would say, well, let's go see this wild man on stage. I don't know.
I would love to come in contact with an alien and like befriend an alien. Like, you know, like if it was, cause they were like, this one was scared. It got caught and it was like scared and it was like looking for help. And I was like, how sick would that be if you just like saved an alien? And then like, it was always kind of was like indebted to you. Like, that'd be sick.
That would be,
I'm sorry. I'm just, yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead with your question.
That would be, yeah. Like ET.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Let's see. What else was I going to ask you about? You're coming out here. You're coming to Idaho. You're not playing anywhere else. Like in the area, you play in Spokane or Missoula or anything like that. While you're out here,
I decided to. That's the thing. I was going to do Spokane. And I'm like, no. You know, if somebody from that area wants to come out and see me, you know, I want to keep this to the you know, to that area and just come to this theater. When I saw pictures of the theater, I was like, man, this is so cool. It's such a cool little spot. And, Sandpoint seems so cool. So I was hopefully some fans that wanted me to come out to Spokane, that they'll go out there.
Yeah. That's really nice. I mean, that's cool for us too, because so often it'll be like, well, I could, if a band or something does come to town, it'll be like, well, I could see them in Sandpoint on a Wednesday, but I could also see him in Spokane on a Saturday, or, you know, something like that, where we kind of end up competing with the larger market in a, that doesn't help us out that much. So it's cool we have the Paul Verzi exclusive this, next
That's
week.
That's it. I'm not going there. You know what? And you guys booked me first. So I'm team Idaho on this one. And cool. I do hope, though, because people were saying that they were going to drive out and see me. I don't know how long of a drive that is, but that would be amazing.
Yeah. It's not that bad. People come up from Spokane for an act. So it's like, what, an hour and a half or so?
Yeah.
Well, you're listening to 88.5 KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio, and I'm on the phone with Paul Verzi, who is coming to the Panada Theater on June 8th, playing one night only and not playing anywhere else around here. So if you want to catch him, you catch him then.
Right.
What else, if people are interested but not sold yet, you got any like websites or at social media or anywhere else you want people to check you out?
Yeah, well, I got three podcasts that I do. One is called The Verzi Effect, which I now brought into my own studio in New York City. It's doing great. I bring in some of the best comedians in the world as guests, and we just talk about everything. And, you know, we're all peers. So that show is great. I also co-host a podcast called Anything Better with Bill Burr. And I just started to co-host a new podcast called Bone to Pick with Robert Kelly. And me and Bobby Kelly are having such a great time with the new Bone to Pick podcast. We just started a Patreon, and we're only like 7 episodes in, and it's starting to explode. So if you guys like any of those comedians and you like podcasts, or you just like my stand-up and didn't hear me on a podcast, you could check out those. Also, Nocturnal Admissions right now, it was globally trending on Netflix, and it is still on Netflix right now. It's called Paul Verzi, Nocturnal Admissions. It's doing great. So you guys could check that out. And, yeah, you could go to my website. You could also go to my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel has a ton of clips from my first special, I'll Say This, which was on Comedy Central. It has clips from, actually has the first 10 minutes of Nocturnal on it. And it has a bunch of clips, from, my podcasts and stuff. So if you go to my YouTube channel or you just Google me, you could see everything. But, yeah, I'm hoping that this gamble that I'm taking going, going to a small market and not going anywhere else, I'm hoping that the people come out. And again, if you're easily – listen, I'm serious when I say this. Don't come to my show if you're going to be there and, like, your feelings are going to get hurt by a joke. You know, these are jokes and we're having a good – and again, it's not crazy, but I talk about everything. And if you're down for that, come out.
Cool. Well, it's funny to do like a radio interview with a comedian, but not, we don't have that. Like we can't be that topical. I don't think, you know, usually I'd ask for your take on like, I don't know, on what's going on in the news or something like that. But like, unless you have a take on the, controversy going out at the Bonner County Fairgrounds right now, whether it should be an RV park or not, you know, that would, I don't know what else to ask you about.
Listen, all I know about what's going on is Joe Biden is sleeping somewhere. Okay.
Yeah.
That much I know. He's taking a nap. I know, Trump is going to go after DeSantis. That's going to be a fun one to watch. Aliens are real. And, what else is going on? There's riots and protests everywhere. I don't know what to tell you except, raise your kids, enjoy your life, and come out to the Panda Theater on Thursday. But no, I mean, yeah, it's you know what I really think, if I'm being really honest, and I think my comedy will show this, Jack, if I'm being honest,
mm-hmm.
I don't think people want to budge, and I think that's the problem. You know, not to get heavy, I know this is a comedy spot here. But it's kind of funny getting mm-hmm. Talking serious after saying that aliens are real.
Mm-hmm.
But I think nobody wants to budge a little bit. Everybody is so stuck in their ways and what they think things should be, you know, socially, politically, and nobody wants to listen to everybody and go, hey, I feel this way and I'm really not going to change, but I kind of understand where you're coming from that. Even a little bit, even if you give a little bit, or, you know, you sit down with a beer with somebody that you completely disagree with, but you guys could laugh about it and can be like, okay, I see where you're coming from, but I see it this way. There's not any of that now. Now it's I'm right and you're wrong. You're crazy. This is, and nobody wants to budge or give anything. I think the media is a big part of that. I think it, you know, it feeds division and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm kind of just like, hey, man, if everybody could just listen to everybody and stop, you know, stop being so one way about everything. You know, listen, we all have our ways, right? People all have a feeling in life of what they think is right and how they want to raise their families. I know that I do. But I'm also like kind of just not so set in stone with everything where I can't even listen to somebody's opinion without getting mad or my feelings hurt. You know, that's the difference. So that's kind of how I feel. And I feel like that's what my comedy is. My comedy is just like, hey man, let's just have a good time and let's just laugh about everything and put all of that aside, regardless of what you are, regardless of what you feel, regardless of arguments with friends and family, for that hour, come sit down and let's just all put that stuff in light and make humor about it. That's pretty much how I live my life. That's pretty much how I raise my kids and my family. And that's pretty much what my stand-up is.
Yeah. Well, amen, Paul.
If that makes sense.
It does make sense. That sounds like a nice note to end on. Again, he's at the Panda Theater on June 8th. That's Paul Verzi. Sorry, Paul Verzi. And
hey, listen, I messed up Panda. You uh-huh. can mess up Verzi.
Yeah.
You know, it would be funny if you guys had really like psychos there that are like, you know, I was going to go see him, but he called it the Panita.
Yeah.
So I'm not, you know, I'll watch his Netflix thing, but I'm not coming out until he pronounces that right on the radio next time.
Yeah. That would be funny. I hope that person is, if that person's out there, I hope they're not listening to this radio station.
And let's put it this way. If that person is out there, I hope they don't come.
Yeah. That's a good point. Well, thanks so much for taking the time, Paul. We're excited to have you here.
Jack, you're the best, man. I can't wait to come out there. Hopefully I'll meet you.
Yeah.
Everybody, come out. I'm looking forward to it. This is the best hour I've ever done, and I hope you guys can come and share that, share the evening with. And I'm also going to do meet and greet for my fans because there's no COVID. There's no masks. There's none of that. All that's over. So if you're a fan, I would love to meet you, shake your hand, and thank you for coming out to see me in that market.
Cool. Well, thanks again, Paul. We'll see you soon.
Take care. Bye. Thanks so much, Jack.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.